She's here 100.9, Jimmy Nay. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, oh, we live for this lady. She's a multi-award-winning musician. She has had 6 top 10 albums, 16 top 10, top 20 singles. She's had over 200 million streams globally. She's the first Indigenous artist to debut at number 1 on the ARIA Albums chart. She is back with her first new music since 2019. Thank God for that. All is right in the world. Her new single, Glow, is out now. Please welcome the one, the only, the stunning. Well, it's Jess Mowboy. Jess, welcome.
Hello, Jimmy, Nate. What's going on, my brothers?
You know, Jess, I mean, we were just talking off air just before. We just wanted to catch up. We didn't know we were doing an interview.
No, Jess, we got to be completely honest. You get about 10 minutes for these interviews, and, you know, we're very lucky. Right. We get to chat to a lot of people, and you are very warm and welcoming. I mean, I'm not going to name any artists, but sometimes people just sit there cold. Then the intro goes, and they're like, hey, good to be here. I mean, you were singing. You're just fun to be around.
We've done 3 minutes of the Jess chat before we've introed us.
Yeah, we've only got 5 minutes left to do the interview.
Always a ray of sunshine you are, Jess. How are you?
I'm really good, actually. I'm just, you know, I've been writing new music. I've done a bit of the voice stuff. I've been putting together a Boss Lady tour. There's so much I've kind of been getting a handle on and just taking the reins and accelerating. Really.
Just quickly before we get to the new song, which is great, we love Glow. Speaking of doing a lot of things, do we miss something? Because Nathan and I do our research via Wikipedia, and currently it says that you're a magician. Do we miss something?
Have you added that to the repertoire?
What's this about? Did you know this?
That is not on there.
There you
on
go. Wikipedia. I'll hold it up. Whenever you can see, it's highlighted there. It says magician.
Yeah, Jess Mowboy, magician.
No. Okay, first of all, I do not know any magic tricks. Maybe it was like an auto-correction thing and it was meant to be musician instead of magician. I don't know. If you're looking at it in the way that music is magic.
She's good once again.
Well, Jess, I mean, can we... anyone can edit it. If we edit it now, have you learned? I mean, you haven't released music for a while. Have you been learning a new skill? Is there a new something that we could put on Wikipedia that is true?
I don't know. A dog trainer?
Dog trainer.
Sweet. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing it now. Make
yeah.
a note.
Have you got dogs? You've got dogs, Jess, do you?
I do. I got a spoodle last year. So it's a Cocker Spaniel and a miniature poodle. But he has been such a wonderful company for me during, obviously, the 2 year period of being locked down.
Yeah.
It's like my best friend.
You're looking down, Jess. Is he there? Is the dog there? I want to see the dog. Come here. I don't know why I'm saying come here like it can hear me. Oh, hi.
Yeah, look here.
Who's this? What's its name?
Leo.
Hi, Leo. we love Leo. Yeah, remember how we were telling you about those artists who don't really want to talk to us? That was like, Leo just then.
Well, Jess, talk to us about it's funny, we've been listening to Glow and you wouldn't believe it. Nathan and I were chatting and I said, I was like, there's really like Cosmo Midnight vibes. And then our producer Grace is like, she's like, you idiots, it is produced by Cosmo Midnight. So how did that come about? I really love this sound.
Oh, those fellas are absolutely like just wonderful to work with. They're insanely talented, you know, and it was the first time working with them. We'd always bypass like at events and, you know, just be like, hey, and then, it's like hi and bye style. But, it was truly kind of magical to be able to just go like, hey, do you guys want to work together? I know, just write something or just spend a few days or a week just, you know, jamming out to, you know, things that we love. And they were so down to doing it. George Maple as well, who's an incredible writer and an incredible artist and a singer-songwriter. But she was down to be in the studio as well. And we just, you know, we didn't kind of push it too much. you know, there was kind of atmospheric sounds that kind of came to life, and a few kind of sample kind of sounds that songs that we'd love, and we kind of brought those ideas together, and they were just genius at really creating that disco kind of sound and that element, those disco synths and the disco guitars, and then just George Mabel's like really kind of spicy energy, which was really nice to have from a female, I guess, coming into the room and writing my story. So it was really cool. Yeah.
When you haven't done, like, you know, it's been a while since, 2019 since you last released new music. Yeah. When you release a new song, is there pressure because you're like, I've got to deliver here, or are you just having fun because it's like it's good to be making something again?
This was totally on the journey of like just making something again. You know, we didn't have a date. We didn't have like, there was absolute no pressure, which is different for me because, you know, my whole career life in the music industry since I was 15 and creating records, there was always like a time, you know, like a deadline. Yeah. And I just felt like that was huge pressure because, you know, every second year I was releasing a record, you know, so over 10 years, every second year I'd released, you know, an album, and it was a lot. It was emotionally a lot, and, you know, but I was so, you know, so kind of young and fresh and just down to do every opportunity that there was. And I think when you are young, you do that. You take every opportunity and you run with it and you accelerate. I think now that I look at things is very kind of, I'm very considered, you know, nowadays about what I'm choosing and what makes me feel okay. And, you know, if it's comfortable enough to do it, I feel like I'm more acknowledging the thing that I do now more than ever.
Absolutely. Hey, Jess, there is something we want to bring up now. And it feels like an eternity ago because of all this lockdown and COVID and everything. But 2019, the Arias, or as we call it, the Grand Marias. Of course, we brought my grandmother, Nanny Lynn, yes! to the red carpet. Now,
your grandmother, I swear, like me and my partner had like the best yarn with your the OG grandmother. Like, honestly, she was awesome. I remember that photo. I think I took a snapshot of it on socials because I just, that was really pretty much the most memorable moment.
Oh, that is beautiful. Well, I can tell you now, she still talks about it all the time. She'll call me, like, we talk most weeks, and she'll call me and she'll be like, oh, have you spoken to Jess? Because she calls you Jessica. Have you spoken to Jessica? Jess, obviously you remember, we remember, but I'm just going to play a little bit of when she first saw you because she was so excited, incredibly excited to see you. So here's just a little snapshot of when we were on the Grand Marias at the red carpet and Nanny saw Jess for the first time.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, so Nanny, what did you just say?
I said I didn't know anybody that was here except Jessica.
Oh my goodness, I love you.
What did you say in the car ride here? Who did you just want to talk to?
I just want you to win.
Love you. All she wanted was to see you, and she just wanted you to win. That is all she cared about.
I'm laughing because she literally took my breath away. Like, I had no words. She was absolutely phenomenal. Her energy just really took my breath away, and I'm just tearing back. All I could say was like, "Oh, I love you." Like, I even remember what she was wearing. She was wearing like this turquoise, bluey outfit, or dress. It was really, really beautiful. And I was really overwhelmed and humbled by her presence. So thanks, Nan.
Oh, she loves you. And
Jess, thanks for keeping me grounded.
Well, Jess, we want to pitch you something. We've got an idea because Glow's out. There's also merch on the store. There's the Glow shirt. It is Oz Music T-shirt day coming up. We thought maybe what we'll do is Nathan and I will buy her a shirt. We'll send it to her and maybe we could get her to do a little dance to Glow that we could upload on TikTok
and
stuff.
Maybe a little TikTok dance to Glow. What do you think?
You know, I will literally like just have that on repeat. That would be, you have to like, you actually have to like just, you know, privately send it to me as well, just to have. I mean, you know, we share it to public, but like, I would love just to have that on my phone and I will watch that every day.
We will do that, Jess. And the added bonus is the fact that I don't need to get her a Christmas present after we do this.
I've got to tell you, Jess, we actually been lying to her because she thinks we're close personal friends. She didn't really understand how it works. So she's like, you chat to Jessica every week? We go, yep,
yeah,
sends her best.
Every day, Jess says hello.
Oh, bless. Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll have to reconnect one day.
Because of COVID and stuff, we've chatted the ARIA people. When we can get back and travel and everything, they've already given the green light. She's definitely going to come back to the red carpet. So, yeah, we can't wait to all hang out again.
And Jess, we will get that.
Man's okay.
Yeah, she's fine. She's
double vaxxed. She's good to go.
She's fine.
She's ready to party.
She's good. She's ready to get that matus back into her, I reckon.
She's ready to glow.
The new single is out now, Jess Mowboy. We love you to bits. Go and listen to Glow. It is incredible. We're going to buy that shirt. We're going to get Nanny to do a little TikTok dance. Send it to you, Jess. We love you. All the best. We'll see you very soon.
Love you, my brothers. Cheers.
Thanks, Jess.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Down. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.